From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Coal miners who've been striking for 16 months in Alabama have been accused of starting fistfights, flattening tires, and shattering the car windows of strike breakers. Now, the United Mine Workers Union is fighting a $13.3 million fine. That's at least in part because of the property damage. As Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, violent confrontations between miners and companies have been part of the labor movement in the U.S. since it began.
To understand the tension in the small town of Brookwood, Alabama, it helps to go back to March. At a rally, local union organizer Larry Spencer told this story about confronting a strikebreaker at a gas station.
He asked me again, he said, "What you gonna do?" I said, "I'm gonna beat your eyes out and then blow your brains out. That's what I'm gonna do." I said, "'Cause I'm tired of you taking my brothers and sisters' jobs."
Now, the union says it discourages any kind of violence or property damage. But a video posted by Warrior Met Coal, the company at the center of the strike, shows what appears to be miners surrounding a bus full of strikebreakers. There are also images of workers bloodied up, supposedly from fights with strikers. And at one point, someone throws a cement block through a passing car's window. The union says it agreed to settle the charges after labor officials estimated the fine would be around $400,000. Warrior Met instead insists on over $13 million. The union calls that ridiculous and is fighting the amount. Now, the miners aren't gathering together at their rallies, picking up rocks and baseball bats and plotting attacks against strikebreakers. They're eating hot dogs and spending time with their families.
All right, happy birthday, buddy.
But the strikers are frustrated. And to understand why, we have to go back to 2016. That was a bad time for the steel made from the coal these workers mine. Prices had plummeted, so the miners agreed to pay and benefit cuts. Now, steel prices are booming, but the company isn't offering enough to restore what the miners gave up, hence the strike. Strikers like Steve Boyd have no sympathy for the strikebreakers who are working in the mines right now.
They get what they should expect for crossing a picket line. I grew up in a union household. I knew not to cross a picket line. And these people come down here, take our jobs, kick their ass.
The union says it's actually the company that's been violent, targeting strikers with their cars. But the union hasn't been able to prove that to federal labor officials. To be clear, we're mostly talking about smashed windows and flattened tires. Nothing to laugh about, but also nothing like the historical violence around coal mines. Literal gunfights over workers' rights are why many historians like Eric Loomis say the American labor movement's past was so bloody.
In 1921, as a result of a series of violence for the companies, you know, the miners of West Virginia engage in open rebellion.
Loomis wrote A History of America in 10 Strikes.
You have the West Virginia Mine War leading to the Battle of Blair Mountain, which is a pitched battle between law enforcement and workers, right? That is an unthinkable thing today.
That battle included 10,000 coal miners taking arms against law enforcement and mercenaries hired by the coal companies. Historians say those companies were usually the ones responsible for the violence, while most of the casualties were miners. What finally led to a decline in these conflicts were new labor laws. Those forced companies to negotiate with workers. The problem today is those laws haven't been updated in 87 years, and corporations have discovered plenty of ways around negotiating. Take Starbucks and Amazon. Despite big union election wins this year, none of those workers have negotiated a first contract yet. Warrior Met Coal recently reported record profits, so there's not really any urgency for them to negotiate. Again, labor historian Eric Loomis.
The ability of this mining company to resist negotiating in good faith is part and parcel of the same thing of Starbucks being like, yeah, we're just going to fire a bunch of workers and hire a bunch of anti-union consultants, and we're going to try to wait this out.
Historians say labor protections have been weakening for decades, but they also say turning to violence is a bad idea. Take our striking Brookwood miners. The property damage and fights led to a local judge severely limiting their ability to picket in front of the mine for most of this 16-month strike. At a local union hall, miner Aaron Parker agrees. Going after strikebreakers is a mistake.
But if it happens, I don't care. And I have no sympathy for the people that suffer. Because if they're going and they're scabbing right now in the midst of the strike, they're not helping us in any way. And they're hurting us. So I have no sympathy for their misfortune, because I'm living through misfortune every day.
Parker says there is something else making conflicts today rare and less violent compared to the past. Cameras. Fewer people will risk doing something illegal when it can easily go up on YouTube. and before a judge. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.